It was a close 4-3 vote in favor of a proposed ward boundary update at Loyalist Township's council meeting this week. The three opposing members voiced concerns about fair representation and extreme population disparity. At a special committee of the whole meeting last month, it was a 4-3 vote as well. After much discussion, option one was chosen and brought to council. This option will see the division of the existing three wards into 5 new wards. The new configuration includes Amherst Island as its own ward, although its population is only around 450 people. Councillor Jake Ennis made note of this while speaking about population disparity.
It's well established that a variance of up to 25% can be appropriate for good reason, perhaps up to 33% in some municipal OLT decisions. Here it's 500% plus. If this bylaw stands, I think it would set a problematic precedent. If 919 people in one ward versus over 5,000 people in other wards is okay, when does the disparity ever become not okay?
Ennis spoke about different views towards each option.
In my view, those supportive of this motion are okay with mixing rural mainlanders and urban mainlanders in one ward, but are not okay with mixing islanders and mainlanders in one ward. Why? I'm not sure. My view is that those supportive of this option erred in their focus on this community versus that community, where instead the main focus, in my view, should have been on each person in Loyalist and each person's charter right to relative equality of voting power and effective representation.
More information and an interactive map are available on the township's website. For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.